So we are starting the session by stopping. We are taking a little time now to simply be ourselves here now. So I invite you to keep your eyes open, at least as you start out, so your attention is not only on yourself, but also wide and out into the room. There'll also be some parts of today's session where it might be especially beneficial to have your eyes open, and you get to choose about that. So once you're settled, take a few moments just to adjust to being on the ground or wherever you are right now. So take a little time to notice your contact with the surface you are resting on. Maybe the heels of your feet are on the ground and the back of your legs. Maybe they're draped over pillows, or you can feel the soles of your feet on the ground. Maybe you notice your back resting on the ground. Maybe especially the back of your pelvis, the back of your ribs and shoulder blades, your elbows, maybe the upper parts of your arms. And your hands may be resting on your own body or on the floor. And there's a contact of the back of your head on the books. So take time to remind yourself that your body is at rest right now and has nothing to do except be here. You can allow yourself to yield to the surface beneath. Know that the ground is supporting you. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. So from this place of support, today we're going to enter into an exploration, both literal and imaginative, of the space that surrounds you and that also supports you. So first, from that awareness of your contact with whatever you are resting on, take time to also notice the spaces between you and that support. So for those of you on the floor, you might notice the space underneath your neck, small space between the small of your back and the floor, the spaces under your arms, and even the spaces between or under your fingers and toes. Now, expand your awareness out into the room around you, the physical space you are in. You might want to use your eyes to look around the room as you take in the walls, the floor, the ceiling, the boundaries of your space, or you're free to imagine them. Take a little time with this as you think to yourself, I am free to notice the space around me. From this awareness, now include the physical things that are within your space. Notice how you respond to them. For instance, I'm noticing the lamp in front of me, a stool on the floor, and a picture on the wall. What do you notice right now in your space? Take time to notice the things that are in your space as you think to yourself, I am free to notice the space around me. Next, shift your awareness from the things in the space to the space between those things. For instance, I'm noticing the space between a mirror on the wall and the door of the room. Notice a space between the lamp and the desk. What spaces between things do you notice in your space? Take some time with this, looking or imagining the things in your space and the spaces between them. Notice if being aware of space in this way changes anything for you or in you. Think to yourself, I am free to notice space. You can now include an awareness of yourself, your physical body, and bring your attention to the space between you and the boundaries of your space and the things in your space. For instance, maybe first notice the space between you and the walls, between you and the ceiling, between you and the floor. And you can also notice the space between you and the different things in your space. So for instance, I'm noticing the space between me and the computer screen, between me and a lamp, between me and my desk. What are you noticing? What spaces can you notice between you and the things in your room? Think to yourself, I am free to notice space. Now, come back to your awareness of your support from the ground. Notice your contact with whatever you are resting on, its solidity, its presence. You have both the ground beneath you and the space around you. In fact, the ground is part of the space around you. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the ground supporting me. So next in our exploration, our space exploration, we're going to imaginatively investigate the space beyond the confines of the room you're in, the space beyond the space. So first, be aware of the space above you, the space then beyond the ceiling of the room you're in, and then the space beyond the roof of the building you are in, up into the sky, and then beyond that, in beyond the atmosphere and out into outer space, into the universe, and out and up and beyond into the infinite space above you. Take a moment to be with this idea of infinite space above you and think to yourself, I am free to notice the space above me. Now let's be aware of the space below us, below you. There's the space under the floor of the room, under the ground beneath you, and down and down and down through the center of the earth and out of the other side, for those of in the US, I think that lands us somewhere in the Indian Ocean. So then beyond the ocean, beyond the land and into the sky, and then beyond the atmosphere and out into the universe and beyond and beyond and beyond. We can take a moment to be with this idea of infinite space below you and think to yourself, I am free to notice the space below me. So next, bring your attention to the space in front of you, going beyond the walls of the room that you're in, beyond the building that you're in, out into your neighborhood, then out beyond your town or city, out into the countryside, and then beyond your country, and beyond the horizon, into the sky, and beyond the atmosphere, and out into the universe, and beyond, and beyond, beyond. Take time to be with the idea of infinite space in front of you, and think to yourself, I am free to notice the space in front of me. And now, of course, be aware of the space behind you. Again, going beyond the walls of the room you're in, back beyond the building you're in, back into the neighborhood, then into the town or city, into the countryside, then beyond your country, beyond the horizon, into the sky, beyond the atmosphere, and out into the universe, and beyond, 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 beyond. Take time to be with the idea of infinite space behind you. And think to yourself, I'm free to notice the space behind me. And finally, bring your attention to the space to either side of you. Beyond the walls of your room, you're in both directions. Beyond the building, you're into either side in both directions. Out into the neighborhood in both directions, left and right. Then the town, and then beyond the city, into the countryside. Then beyond your country, again in both directions. Out beyond the sky to either side of you. Beyond the atmosphere, out into the universe. Beyond, beyond, and beyond, in both directions to either side of you. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the space to either side of me. Know that you are in the center of your own space. You are supported by the ground, and there is space all around you. There is space above you and below you, and to the right and to the left of you, and in front of you and behind you, and in every other direction in between. Play now with gently being aware of the space all around you, moving from an awareness of the space, maybe just a few inches away from you, and then further out into your room, and then beyond that, and beyond that, and eventually kind of into infinity, and kind of play with moving back and forth. And is there a difference with how far your awareness extends into space and how it extends? What kind of distance, what awareness feels best to you right now? Think to yourself again, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So you might have noticed that awareness of the space around you has somehow allowed you to access more space within you. That's more space for all your organs to do their job properly. That's more space in all your joints. That's more space for your breath. And that's more space for ease. Think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. And now let's finish our space exploration with an awareness of the space within us. Think now of the space that is between your shoulders. You can think of all the space between the outermost edge of the top of your right arm and the outermost edge of the top of your left arm. Think of the space between your hips. That's from the outermost edge of your right hip and between to the outermost edge of your left hip. Now think of all the space between your left hip and your right shoulder. And the space between your right hip and your left shoulder. Enjoy the space that's in you and think of the space between the very top of your head and the soles of your feet. Think to yourself, I am free to enjoy the space within me. I am free to notice the ease within me. So come back now one more time to noticing your contact with the floor beneath you. Notice if anything about that contact has changed since the beginning of the session. And let's put the key ideas from today together. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to be aware of the space all around me and within me. I am free to notice ease. I am free. So as we come to the end of this constructive rest time and our explorations into space, you might say, notice if the thought of getting up creates any new tensions in you. You might notice whether you're really ready to move or whether you really just want to stay where you are. And of course, you're free to do either of those things. But you can then again remind yourself before we even move that you do have the support of the ground and that you have space above you and behind you and in front of you and to either side of you. So take your time now to gently and mindfully bring yourself all the way up to standing if you wish. Knowing that you are in the center of your own space. And as you move and bring yourself to upright, you can bring back that thought, I am free to notice space at any time. I'm free to notice the space around me. And for those of you who would like to bring yourself up to standing and have a little movement to finish off, you can just take this into a little walk around your room and notice that you do still have the support of the ground under your feet and the space above your head and that you're free to take up space, the space that is rightfully yours. And as you move and walk, or even just think of moving or walking, you can think, I'm free to move. I'm free to notice space. I'm free to notice ease. And I am free. So just know that you can bring back any of these thoughts at any time to help you be more present, centered, at ease, more spacious perhaps, at any time during your day.